Time to have a look at what is happening in the world of entertainment. And Jayden Forster from Celebrity Lane is with us. Jayden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, we've got a bit of an exclusive this morning, Jayden. You can share it with us now. Come on.
Yes, well, this concerns the fabulous Denise Drysdale. Of course, we've spoken quite at length over the last, since October last year, about her really bad, serious fall on the set of Holy Moly, the Channel 7 mini golf show. And at the time, there was a lot of interest in the story. There were various reports and theories of how that fall actually happened, and a lot of speculation if anybody was to blame for that particular incident. And of course, after that, Queensland's Workplace of Health and Safety, so the Office of Workplace Health and Safety, effectively WorkSafe, launched an investigation, and 5 months later, that investigation has now concluded, and they've found that the company involved essentially has no case to answer. So without getting into the jargon of their conclusions, essentially they took all of the necessary steps to prevent any injury from happening, and that they've to prevent against any injury from happening based on those various workplace hazards that were there, and that it was just a freak accident. Nobody could have prevented that from happening or done anything about it. So thankfully, Denise has recovered and is back working again. But look, if the show does come back again next year or later this year, because we don't know if it is or not yet, I think there could be some rather tricky problems to arise in terms of insurance. They get pretty spooked when things like this happen. So yeah, we'll wait and see.
Okie dokes. Craig McLaughlin heading back to the stage. He had the big Channel 7 thing the other week. Didn't seem to get, just from the feedback from social media, a heck of a lot of love either.
Yes, well, he didn't really come out of it a winner, I don't think. It didn't really change public opinion, no matter what side of the fence you were on, whether you support him or whether you don't support him. People were still pretty firm in their opinions after that. But we know now from that 7 News Spotlight interview that he will be returning to the stage later in the year in Adelaide. He's doing a one-man play based on Hank Williams' life. And I actually know of some other offers that have rolled in for Craig after or on the back of that particular interview that went to air on Sunday night. I can't really say any more than that, but I suspect that given his sort of $2 million legal bills that he's facing and the fact that he does want to get back to work, I would assume that he would be seriously looking at those offers that are on the table.
Yeah, I would think so. Hey, birthday girl yesterday was Cher, she is getting a biopic or a biopic or a... Is it biopic or biopic?
Well, I go with biopic. I always thought it was biopic, but everybody seems to say biopic, which makes sense because it's a biographical thing. So I think we do go with biopic.
Yeah, I think biopic sounds a bit like she's got an eye problem or something. But
That's right. It sounds like she's going off to the optometrist.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. She is 75 now after that birthday yesterday. But yes, announced that biopic yesterday with a raft of different very talented producers that are going to be behind it. Universal Pictures is the company that's doing it. She's going to be executive producing it as well. And a very dear friend of hers, Eric Roth, the bloke who wrote Forrest Gump and the various Mamma Mia movies, he's the one who's going to be doing the script. So it's in safe hands. But given what we've seen with the show that's based on her life on Broadway and the difficulties that they had in finding an actor to play her or an actress to play her, gee, I think they're going to have a tough job. But she's at the helm of that project, so no doubt they'll find somebody that's worthy of the role.
Yes, indeed. I don't know what happened to it, but I actually have a photo somewhere of me next to the cannon on the USS Missouri that she was on during the film clip for If I Could Turn Back Time. That was when she was wearing a smile and not much else. So
yes. You bring that story up every time we talk about her. It's funny, that, isn't it?
Hey, just saying.
And who do you think's going to get the part? Have you got anyone in mind who's going to get the part?
$1 million question. Absolutely not. I mean, there's three actresses that play her in the show that's on Broadway, so it really could be anybody. I think it'll probably take quite some time to actually find somebody to play her once the biopic's actually written, because we haven't even got to that point yet. But it's a long way down the road, Steve.
Yeah. All righty. Hey, listen, always good to chat, mate. We'll talk again next week.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Jaden Forster, Celebrity Lane, all the world of entertainment. It's the Wake Up Call.